Okay, we have here a gra. Just first to read the psukim. It really starts on before the page that I photocopied. It says that Naomi comes. She comes walking from Moab to Eretz Yisrael. I don't know exactly how far it is, but I assume it's quite the distance. When she finally comes back to Eretz Yisrael, to where she used to live. So the pasuk says that Tehom Kol Yir, that everyone is like amazed. But Tomarna, and they said, Hazos Naomi, is this Naomi? But Tomarna, they am, and she says, I mean the top pasuk, Al Tikrenali Naomi, don't call me anymore Naomi, Karenali Mara, rather you should call me bitter. Kihemar Shakaili, Hashem did bitter to me. Ani Malaya Mahalachti, I left here full. What does that exactly mean? Rashi says, if you look in that memaf, but Oisher Ubanim, I was wealthy, I had children. We know she had at least two kids. The Medrash said she had many children, Bonim and Bonos. That's a Malaya. Vireka Meshivani, and I came back empty, right? Meaning her husband died. Her children died. She lost all her wealth. Why should you call me Naomi? Hashem hurt me. The Medrash, just to quote the Medrash, it's just a little clearer. She said, the Medrash says, the Sha'avar Hazalis Naomi, when they said it, this Naomi, so the Sha'ovar Hoysam Aleches Mimrekovis, Haduros. She used to go out in these amazingly fancy carriages. You know, she was wealthy. She traveled with great wealth. The Akshavim Aleches Yafya. Now she's coming, walking barefooted. The Sha'ovar Hoysam Isaches is with Bigdei Meshi. She used to be wearing royal, these silk garments. The Akshavim Isaches is with some. Sarm Tutim, and now she's wearing rags. The Sha'avos Apanam Adimos. She was used to have this beautiful complexion from their food and drink. The Akcha Panecha Marikos. Now she's like green from hunger, Mina Ravon. So she came back. She was on the top of the world. Chazal also says she had COVID. Her husband was a God of Ador. The Medrash says, it's a Gemara Babash Adi Vimelech. So she had, her husband was one of the Gedolei Ador, her kids were Gedolei Ador, Talmid Yachamim, they had Torah, Gedura, they were wealthy, they were powerful, and she comes back with nothing. Her husband dies, all her children dies, she has no descendants, she's poor, she's barefooted, she's in rags. She had to walk all the way back from Moab, whichever, you know, it's obviously it's quite a distance, and she, no food. So then they come back. So she has this response. So the Gra has different pshatim in her response. So the last response is pretty amazing. The last response, the last pshat the Gra has, is that instead of saying that my situation is negative, she's pointing the positive. Let me just read the Gra inside. It's a little complicated Gra, but it's a beautiful Gra. Old Yesh Leimar, the first large long line. Al Tikri Ol Naomi. Don't call me Naomi. What does that mean? Al Derech is a pasuk. Af Tov Chesed Yirdefuni Kol Yemei Chayei. So that Tov Chesed will chase me. So we usually think that's good. So there's a chazal that, or he's explaining it, Ratzalaymar, what it means. Kishayir adam tamid af toiv. If a person always has only good, if life is always good, everything is good. You're rich, you're powerful, you have the best shidduch husband, the best kids, the best covet, everything good. Be'emes iridifeso. It's really, that by definition is bad. Aftov v'chesed yirdefuni. That's bad. That's a redifus. Ki brachas atayik. If you have too much brachas, yivat biyaitra, will cause you to rebel against Hashem. V'yakdim b'tchayna, it will cause you to limit your bitachon Hashem, Eilav. In other words, you'll cause two things. You'll rebel and you won't trust in Hashem. K'mo she'kozav ha'yishman yishar v'yivat. It's a pasuk that if you're fat, then you rebel, you kick. V'adirabah, just the opposite. She'toiv lo la'odam, it's good for a person. She'yiyah lo k'sas yisurim. It's good for a person to have a little bit of Yisurim in this world. It keeps you on your toes. It keeps you close to Hashem. It keeps you davening. It keeps you, gives you emunah. Keeps you close to Hashem. Okay. That's what the pasuk means. That by having problems made me better. Why did my heart to Hashem Yisbarach Shemo? Okay, I'm going to skip the brackets. Vizesh Amar, now on the next page, about five lines down. So now we fit into the pasuk. Al tikrili, don't call me. Ratzal Amar. Atem at miyim, you're in shock. Hazos Naomi. This is Naomi. Shoheisa mikoidem. Did you think that she used to be Naomi? Ki Naomi Hashem atoyv shayla. Mikod Naomi means easy, pleasant, nice. So you think that I used to have it good. Therefore, she answered, Al tikri, Nami. Don't call me that I used to be Nami. Don't think I used to be great. In the past was Nami, because I had everything good. Adiraba, Kardi Mara, call me Mara, not now. Call me Mara for then. Because those goods were really hurting the Girayim. They were bad because they were caused me to have a less emunah b'Hashem. So that's what he's saying. You're saying, Hazos Nami, oh, we remember you used to have everything. No, what I had before was bad, was Mara. Because, why? Because it caused me to go off the to lose my ruchnias to some extent. And I'll prove it to you, Ani Meleya Halachti. That's the pasuk Kaf Aleph. Kishayisi Meleya. When I had everything, Halachti. Kishayisi Meleya Kol Tov. Halachti Me Eretz Yisrael. I left Eretz Yisrael. She left Eretz Yisrael. She went to Moab. Ratzalam Arheli to Madrega Bechusa. Having everything that good caused me to go down. V'Halachti Mimokam Kodesh. V'Reikam. And when I had nothing. Hey Shivani, then I came back to Eretz Yisrael. Kishaynasi Reika Mikol Tov V'Sivavuni Tzares. When I had all the Tzares, then Zachisi Nashal Shivani Hashem Malkam Hazeh. So you see that having all the good is not so good, and just the opposite. It's when I was having things that were bad that was good, because it's where you see that just the opposite, that because I had it bad. That's when I went ahead and I ended up doing what's right. Okay, that's how the Gra learns the pasuk. So I think there's a few, maybe, I'm not sure if I would say a few shmuzin. There's a few dehers, maybe one shmuz. A deher is in a sense, it's sort of a kayach atzir of a chizik. Here you have Naomi. She's everything is going great, right? She's on the top of the world. She has wealth, children, covet, everything. Can't have more. Best husband, best children, best the richest person in the world. Everything. She comes back and she's everything bad. Right? Her husband's dead. She's an almana. Her children are all died. You know the yisurim of having a whole all your children die. You know, that's such a tremendous yisurim. To have all your children die young age. She's poverty stricken, right? She has to go out. Ruth has to go collect peya to get food, right? She's they have nothing. She's dressed in rags. And the Groz says that her reaction, which means that the Groz is saying that this is the proper reaction a person should have. Ah, now it's good. Baruch Hashem. Beforehand wasn't good. Now it's good, which means that a person with the right hashkafas, this is a, I don't know if it's a chiddush, I don't think it's a chiddush, but it's an inspiration, that we have to hear. You see someone who's wealthy and powerful and everything's going good, but he doesn't have ruchnius. That's not good. He's suffering. He has it bad. You see someone who has all the yisurim in the world, but the yisurim are helping him to motivate him. Because of the yisurim, he davens. He feels close to Hashem. Oh, who's the lucky person? Who do you point to? You see these two people. Right? You have this image. You got this powerful person, this rich person, is sitting on the top of the world. He has all the covet. Her husband is a gadol hador, and her kids are gadol hador. So she, even in ruchnius, you know, they're the guest of honors and all the from dinners and everything. But if that's too much, too good, and it's causing them to go down in their ruchnius, so that's bad. And the other person, that ani, who's in the poverty, has nothing. Oh, he's a lucky person. It just, I would say, it's a nice koyach atzir that to wake up to help us. The tzir of understanding is really what the Messiah Sharem says, that the purpose of Olam Hazeh is a means. It's not for Olam Hazeh. We're not to enjoy Olam Hazeh. It's a means to get Olam Haba. So if it's a means, of the person that the means helps you more is a luckier person. So it's just I don't think it's a chiddush, but it's a mussar is very often you need a koyach atzir. So you have a koyach atzir of two people, Nami, before she left to stay Moav, and now when she came back. And when is she considered herself better off? When is she luckier? When is she having a more bracha from Hashem? Okay. As far as the shmooze, I think there's a few shmooze. And one shmooze is, you know, the typical shmooze, we always say, who are we talking about? Obviously, Naomi is a super tzedekas, even that she should have this understanding and to verbalize it. It shows a tremendous tzidkus. We know, anyway, from other places, and Nami was a super tzedekus. And yet, Gross says, Beferish, that Nami's, her being wealthy, had a negative chisaron on her, which means that, I don't say it's guaranteed, but it's very possible, even the biggest tzaddik in the world, a person who has this understanding, he understands that the ikar of Olam Hazeh is ruchnius. He understands that gashmius is only a means to give me ruchnius. And still, when you have all the brachas, it's very dangerous. So it's just a shmooze that at least that when we do have brachas, we should be very wary, careful. We have to be on guard. Sometimes a person, the best, you know, when you know that you're at least in a makom nisayon, then you're at least partially protected. The biggest danger is when people don't realize the nisayon. So it's a shmooze here that even the greatest tzaddikim, people who understand that the purpose of life is for of the Messiah Tisharim, is Adam non nivra, b'shem atzarim hazeh, b'shem adam haba. They know that, and they're tzaddikim, but when they're living a life of a certain level, it's very, very likely. The Gross said beferish that she said, don't, because she techila shayli toiv hayli legarim b'amunas Hashem. It caused her to lose her amuna, caused her to lose her bitachin. It's not just even a tzaddikim, it can do that too. What I think, as far as the perhaps the most nogea to us, is that the Gra says, in the beginning of the Gra says, he says on the third, the large lines, the end of the line, the adarabah, just the opposite. Shetov lo li'odam she'elo ksas yisura. Here it says only ksas. But it's good for a person to have ksas yisura mizel edam. Ki'em yakrivenu asod avodaso. I think that's such an important message because most people, Nami was an extreme case. She got extreme yisura. Well, most people don't get Yisurim like Ma'ami gets. But people do get Ksas Yisurim. Many people, it's rare people that have all the brachas that Ma'ami had in the beginning. It's probably also rare that people get all the Yisurim that Ma'ami got at the end. And most people go somewhere in this middle, where we get Ksas Yisurim. So what always the challenge is, when these Ksas Yisurim happen to us, how do we go ahead and say Gamzu de Taiva? How do we go ahead and Mikabo Yisurim is Simcha? So the usual pshat that we say is Gamzu de Taiva is that we know the story of Rabbi Akiva that, you know, that when it's that because it's that he had a chicken and the chicken was eaten, and then because the chicken was eaten, so the robbers didn't know he was there, so he escaped. So you have to, you know, I missed my plane. So you have to envision, oh, it's Gamzu de Taiva, because probably the plane's going to blow up. And then the plane doesn't blow up, so it's Gamzu de Taiva for some other reason. I don't know. If I would have landed earlier, I would have gotten a taxi or got a car accident. But you have to start making up all kinds of seers, which you don't even know if they, you know, it's hard. Maybe they're true, but we don't know if they're true, and it's very difficult. Pashas, it looks to me obvious. I missed my plane. It's very aggravating. I slept all the way to the airport. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I ran to the airport, and there was traffic. There was an accident. I missed my plane. I'm so aggravated. Now I have to spend another few hundred hours, go back home. I'm so upset. It's very hard to feel the simcha. But the gra makes it much easier. It's not that you have to find what the good is going to come out of it. This itself is good. The Gra says having a little bit Ksas Yisurim is good intrinsically. Baruch Hashem, till now life was all roses. There was nothing. Everything in life was good, and now that's already not so good. That's not so good if everything in life is good. That's already not a good situation. People that everything is good is dangerous. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, Hashem is giving me a little problems here and there. And it's a very inspiration, you know, very, I think, no gain, not just inspiring. It's an attitude in life. When something bad happens, we're talking about Ksas Yisurim, not talking about, but Ksas Yisurim, the Gra is telling us that, in his opinion, in Ksas Yisurim is a bracha in itself. A person should be happy when he asks Ksas Yisurim. Because to hear that the purpose of life is to be connected to Ruchnius, the purpose of life is to be, is that bitachin. So if we don't have Ksas Yisurim, we forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lose touch. We become too much into the Gashmius. So if Nami needed it, when Nami didn't have it, she failed to a certain extent. So we surely need it. And the Gra makes that a rule. It goes into the respect of Kal Vachomer. The Gra makes a universal rule for all people. Ksas Yisurim is good for people. So he says, the Adrab, Toiv lo the Adam Shiro Ksas Yisurim. This is a rule. It's an absolute rule. It's not that sometimes it could be good for you. No. The Gra puts down a rule. It's always good. A little bit of Yisurim is good. And that's such a healthy attitude, because when you have that attitude, when Baruch Hashem, most of us, let's say, you know, is what we get is usually just Ksas Yisurim. So we should hear that instead of getting grumpy and upset and angry, that, you know, it's good. Ksas Yisurim is good. It keeps us in line. It's a very important Yisaita Zega Gra. It changes your attitude. We don't have to say Gamzu de Taiva because some good is going to come out indirectly. I don't know the future why missing the plane was good. It's good because you're upset that you missed the plane. Good. Good. Good that you got a little bit, you had to get up at 2 o'clock. Good that someone woke you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's good that you're tired. You know, it's good that life isn't so perfect. Right? It's a gewaldige gra that when you think something is bothering you, your chavrusa insulted you. Oh, Baruch Hashem, right? It's the attitude that Ksas Yisurim is good. It's a gewaldige hashkafa. I do want to add one last point. Lechora, there's a very big kasha on the Gra. Is the whole Gra's point is that Ksas Yisurim is good. But Naomi didn't have Ksas Yisurim. Naomi had horrendous Yisurim. So it's almost like a stira between the beginning of the Gra and the end of the Gra. The whole Gra's point is, he starts out with this introduction, that if you have everything good, it's no, that's not good. That's Aftov v'chesed yirdefuni. If a person has everything good, so that means he's being chased by good. That's bad already. That's a dangerous situation. It's better to have ksas yisurim. Okay? But that is that explained Nami. Nami had horrendous yisurim. It is not ksas yisurim. Having your husband die, all your kids die, becoming a pauper. You know, this doesn't sound like ksas yisurim. So what's John de Gra? So I think this is Poshib Shat. I think this is John de Gra. What the Gra is saying is Naomi started out, she was too rich. It was bad. She had too much everything. She had rich, and she had, it wasn't just money, she had rich, she had the best shidduch, she had covet, a god of Ador as a husband, she had all these children. Everything was perfect. That was bad. Had she had ksas yisurim in the beginning, then she would have never gone off. If she would have had in the beginning ksas yisurim, if she would have had, perhaps her husband wouldn't have been such a big gadadar. If she wouldn't have been so wealthy, she wouldn't have been so much covered. If she wouldn't have been, I don't know, whatever, she wouldn't have had so much fancy clothes. Then she wouldn't have lost her bitachin, and nothing would have gone wrong. She would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and everything would have stayed perfect. She would have gashmias and ruchnias, and everything would be perfect. So the problem that Naomi had is she had everything on the top of the world. Everything on top of the world is no good. Ksas yisurim you need. Because she had everything on the top of the world, she went off. Oh, once you go off, then ksas yisurim is not good enough. If the guy goes off and you have to bring him back, she left Eretz Yisrael and you got to get her to come back, ksas yisurim won't bring her back anymore. Ksas yisurim would have kept her from leaving. Had she had ksas yisurim in the beginning, she would have been more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more bitachin, more everything. So when, even though there was a famine or there was a cheshbon to leave, she wouldn't have left. But once she left, and now she's in Moav, now you have to get her back to Eretz Yisrael, just a little yisurim is not going to do it. In order to get her, to motivate her, to drive her to come back, she needed to get head over the head with a triple whammy. So it's I think that's really Pashup Shan the Gra. So that and therefore she's saying that what I had in the beginning was no good, because that's what caused me to go off the Derech. And if I cared, even though I had tremendous Yisurim, but that's what brought me back, so that's good. So there's a tremendous, I hear too, that you have, we're talking about people's, addictions. It's the same idea. To stop in the beginning, it's easy. But once you become addicted, it's hard, right? It's the same idea. We have to hear that once we get into something, to fix a problem after there's a problem is much, much, much more difficult than not having the problem in the first place. The easiest solution to every problem is to avoid the problem. Ksas Yisurim would have avoided all the problems. Naomi would have had it great. Everything would have been perfect if she would have had the beginning Ksas Yisurim. When you allow yourself to get into a problem, then very often the only solution is dramatic. Then you need much stronger. You need a strong Yisurim. So the message for that one is to avoid getting into problems, getting into troubles, getting into bad habits, because, a person says, okay, what's the difference? There's sometimes the attitude, so I'll do this, and then I'll do tshuva. I'll do this, and then I'll fix the problem. It's much easier to avoid the problem. To avoid the problem in the first place is easy. To fix a problem after you get a problem is very, very hard. And you have to hear that. You have to train that. That's to motivate us to avoid problems. Okay. So anyway, the main point, though, I think this the main chiddush of the Gra and the main musar of the Gra, which to me is a tremendous inspiration, is first of all that the image of Naomi, the two pictures of Naomi, when is she luckier? And if we see two people, who do we feel is a luckier person? Who's having a more bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because the ikir of Olam Hazeh is the what's it going to lead to? And therefore the attitude of what's bracha and what's not bracha. And for ourselves, if Chas V'Shalom, or not Chas V'Shalom, if we do have Chas Yisurim, we do have, that's a normal thing to have, is the attitude. The attitude has to be what the Gra says, that Chas Yisurim is a tremendous bracha for a person. Maybe you have to use the system of Ganzu to Taiva, that when you have a big Yisurim, that after a person, Lo Aleinu, finds out he has some major life-threatening illness, okay, then there is a cheshbon of Ganzu to Taiva that we believe. But that everything has a cheshbon in Shemayim. But when you have a simple Yisurim, Ksas Yisurim, the Gra is saying that the attitude has to be just time. That Ksas Yisurim is intrinsically good just because it keeps me connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.